Hi, we're doing 2 months journaling in the book of Mark. Today is month 2 and day 20, and we're reading Mark 13, verse 1 to 13. This is when Jesus is in Jerusalem about to be crucified, and he talks about the end times prophecy. So we're going to read a little bit about end time stuff from Jesus. This is Mark 13, 1. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" Jesus replied, "Not one stone here will be left upon another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to be fulfilled?" And Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, don't worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved." Whoa, lots of warnings, lots of things here in prophecy, but there's a couple of really key things for me. And one is that the Holy Spirit is always with me through all of life's ups and downs. It says that he, the Holy Spirit, will be with me, will help me speak. It's in verse 11, that don't worry about what to say. The Holy Spirit, there's a confidence that the Holy Spirit is living in me and helping me. I'm learning, I'm growing. His power is in me. I'm going to be filled with the Holy Spirit over and over. And you can right now in Jesus' name be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, I pray right now we would know, Holy Spirit, you're in us, you're with us, you're for us, you're going ahead of us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, we'd know your presence. As sons and daughters of God, we call out, "Abba Father, our Father in heaven, you are amazing." And give us the confidence that you are always with us. We are never alone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. My thought would be the Holy Spirit is with me all day. The Holy Spirit is with me all day. Wow, what a great revelation. Have an amazing day with the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.